It's great to have you watching CNN Student News on this Monday, March 2nd. I'm Carl Azuz. Hope you had a great weekend. First up, there was a march yesterday in the Russian capital, Moscow. It was supposed to have been led by a man named Boris Nemtsov, and it was supposed to have been held in opposition to Russia's policies concerning Ukraine. But Nemtsov, Russia's former deputy prime minister, was killed Friday night. So thousands used the event to remember and mourn him. Theories about the killing range far and wide. Nemtsov was a fierce critic of Russian President Vladimir Putin. So some are saying Nemtsov was targeted by the Putin administration or someone who supports it. A Russian government spokesman says the killing was meant to stir up political strife. Police are investigating if it was terrorism or related to Nemtsov's business activities. And Ukraine's president says Nemtsov was going to reveal information that would have been damaging to the Russian government. Next story today concerns the leader of Israel and a visit he's making this week to the U.S. Capitol. Right now, the Obama administration is negotiating with Iran over its controversial nuclear program. Iran says it's strictly for peaceful purposes. But Western countries have been concerned that Iran's trying to make a nuclear weapon, so they've imposed a number of sanctions, penalties on Iran. The Obama administration is considering lifting its sanctions if Iran promises it won't make a nuclear weapon and if it allows inspectors to make sure it doesn't. But Israel opposes the possible deal. It sees Iran as an enemy and thinks Iran will still try to make a nuclear weapon in secret. It supports new sanctions against Iran. The Obama administration says that could threaten the deal it's working on with Iran. And that's why there's controversy over a speech that Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is giving in the U.S. on Tuesday.
As Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu heads to the United States for a controversial visit, there are signs he may be trying to tone down the angry rhetoric between him and the Obama administration. During a visit to the Western Wall before leaving, he said he actually respects President Obama. And in a statement, he said, quote, "I believe in the strength of the relationship between Israel and the U.S. and in their strength to overcome differences of opinion, those that have been and those that will yet be." And from the White House, a similar sentiment the day before.
Even the Prime Minister himself has said that the level of security cooperation between the Netanyahu administration and the Obama administration is unprecedented.
Mr. Netanyahu sparked a controversy when he and House Speaker John Boehner went around the White House and arranged a visit and speech on Capitol Hill without consulting anyone in the State Department or the administration in an open effort to derail U.S.-led nuclear negotiations with Iran. That move was seen as a breach of etiquette and an open sign of the deteriorating relationship with America's closest ally in the Middle East.
In the end, Prime Minister Netanyahu would not be coming to America. He would not be risking the most important national security arrangement that Israel has if it wasn't for the fact that he believed in his heart that Iran's and the United States' nuclear negotiation is going to end up being an existential threat to his country.
The Tuesday speech has angered Democrats who accuse Netanyahu of driving a wedge into U.S. foreign policy.
To have the prime minister to contradict exactly what the president in very sensitive negotiations is trying to do, and that's trying to guarantee that Iran does not have nuclear weapons.
Illinois Congresswoman Jan Schakowsky says she, along with other Democrats, will boycott the speech. The Israeli leader will also speak to a conference hosted by the American pro-Israel group AIPAC on Monday morning, just before U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Samantha Power offers her remarks. The two speeches may highlight the clash between the U.S. and Israel as they haggle over how to approach nuclear negotiations with Iran. However, some foreign policy watchers say the U.S.-Israeli relationship is too important to let wither.